Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
What have we learned in the last 7 days? Well, this one blew my mind. A company in Japan has given employees who don't smoke an extra 6 days off to make up for smokers and their cigarette breaks.
6 days?
6 days a year.
Wow.
Now, how it happened, they have a floor in this big high rise, so they're on the 29th floor. So if you want a cigarette break, you've got to go all the way down to the ground, have your break, and then come all the way back up.
So they've tallied up how much time on average?
Yeah, so they reckon it's 15 minutes. By the time you get down there, have a quick smoke, and then come back up.
Oh, wow.
And so the employees that don't smoke are like, no, we're sick of this.
They're
having half the day off.
Yeah, because if they do it like three times, that's an extra lunch break.
So they worked out over the year, close to 6 days.
That's,
so they've got a suggestion box, and so one of the employees said, nah, enough's enough, I'm writing, I'm putting it in the box. The CEO got a hold of it, and he goes, yeah, I agree, let's do it. And so now, they get 6 extra days off a year.
Wow. I don't know if they'd be able to do that in, I don't know, maybe I just don't know enough people who smoke, but I was like, I don't know if there's enough people
who still smoke
here in Australia that would warrant doing something like that here.
Quick poll. No, I wouldn't do that. But I thought, it's probably social media now.
Yeah.
Like, you see a lot of people on the job, but they're on their phones.
Yes.
So could it be the equivalent to go, hey, look, we'll give you an extra 6 days off at the end of the year, but that means you've got to turn your phone, like the data, off while you're at work. Would you do that?
Can you still get phone calls?
You can get phone calls and you can receive texts.
Okay.
But you can't access
the internet. Oh, yeah, I'd totally do that. If
for an entire year, you only get 6 days.
Yeah, I would do that.
See, I reckon a lot of people driving home would be like, not a chance.
Well, but with our job, we use the computer a lot.
Yes.
So we access a lot of information that way. So I feel like, well, I don't really need my phone if I need to find a story or whatever.
I hate social media, so it would be easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to hear from you. 0429 985 985. If this was an option, okay, you get 6 days extra leave. If for an entire year, when you go to work, you turn your data off on your phone.
I like that.
Yay.
Sign me up. This one from Melinda. She said, today I've learned that a shipping container can fall off a truck.
Yeah, that's pretty terrifying, isn't it?
We all learned that one today. Cannot believe it.
Here's
something that I have learned today. That ants can be smelled, but only by some people. All right, so I think this is crazy. I cannot smell ants.
Yeah.
This topic is just driving people crazy because ants apparently have a scent detectable by humans, but not everyone can smell it. They don't know the science behind it.
Yeah.
They think it comes down to genetics. So you either can or you can't. Same with asparagus, which I didn't know. I can smell asparagus. I didn't know that was a thing.
Right. I don't really have asparagus too much. I don't know if I'd know. But
Go buy some asparagus.
I'm not going to buy them. I'm just going to the supermarket. No, yeah.
Go along and sniff the asparagus. get thrown out.
No, it's an experiment. Leave me alone.
It's a condition. I've got to smell the asparagus.
You've also got ants. Sort that out.
I can smell them.
See, I can actually smell ants.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, what smells so good?
Ants.
Yeah, not ants. No, they don't smell great. No. It's a gift from a child I was blessed with.
Really? So when did you first notice the smell of ants?
Hey, what smells so good?
Probably like when I was 10 or 11. And I remember going like, oh man, stinks. Because you can only smell them when you kill them.
Yes, when they're squashed.
Yes. So they obviously let something out. And that's what you can smell. So when you're cleaning up ants, it's like, oh, gross. But not everyone in my house could smell them. I'm like, really? You can't? So I know that my elder sister, she can, and I can, and I can't remember who can't.
Wow. Well, they don't all smell the same, apparently.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah, so typically they release this acidic kind of thing, which smells like chemicals, which may be what you're smelling. But the scent is only smelled by some people. Not that they don't all smell the same. So some people are saying they smell like blue cheese, while others are saying citronella or lemon.
Yeah, definitely not blue cheese. More citronella, I think, would be closer to it.
Oh, citronella-y kind of
smell. Yeah, it's just a weird nut.
But apparently, some even smell chocolatey.
That would be a blessing.
Could you imagine?
I wouldn't want to get rid of them.
Look, we're
I'll just
not...
kill one at a time. Oh, my house smells amazing.
Drew had to say, don't go out and squash ants to see if you can smell
oh, no,
them.
I condone it. Go for it.
No, we're not condoning squishing ants here on
There's
the show.
There's so many of them. We could lose a few. Come on.
No.
My backyard is so many.
But I do want to know, like, if you're like Jazeel, can you smell ants? This is like, I can't believe
blowing your mind.
Yeah, I can't believe that you can smell ants.
Donna so
said, I thought everyone could smell what seems to be the most overpowering scent of acidic something acid.
Yes. Well, there's heaps of them. I'm so happy to hear I'm not the only one who can smell ants. My family thought I was crazy and making it up, says Chloe.
Rebecca's given us a call. Beck, can you smell ants?
Yes, I can. When I was younger, I first realised I could smell ants because I was given the do-it-yourself ant colony where you can kind of see them burrowing. Oh,
yes.
And the small little ants have that citronella chemical kind of smell. And then you can buy online like a starter, like it's a queen for ant colonies. And I got like the big marching ants, and they smell a bit chocolatey.
No.
Wow. That's so cool. Did you know this was a unique thing?
I didn't know until the chocolate smell, and then I said, hang on, that's weird.
At that point.
Oh, brilliant. Beck, thanks for letting us know. I'm astounded at all of you. Who can smell ants?
I'm also astounded that some of them smell like chocolate. I'm definitely going home and squishing a few.
No.
I need to.
You can't. Don't do it.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.